You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, June 12th, week 207 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And as you know, since it's Monday, we're going to go through the week. Mondays, we talk about five episodes a week, first and foremost, of varying lengths.
Mm-hmm.
Mondays, varying Superhero subjects. And Star Wars. Yeah. Tuesdays, The Leftovers. Wednesdays, We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. Thursdays, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. And on Fridays, you get Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. We might talk about the Comey testimony. Mm-hmm. We should probably have talked about that on We Viewed, Reviewed.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But not really. But yeah. Kind of.
Crazy, but not, but...
A lot of memes. Lordy.
Yeah.
Lordy went viral this week.
Very very internet friendly.
Yeah.
Day for sure.
And then John McCain went viral for
yeah,
all the wrong reasons. But since it's Monday, we're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars. So let's get into superhero movie news.
We got some Wonder Woman 2 news. Last week we said they got Patty Jenkins for the sequel, but now it's come out, it's not been official yet because they didn't have a deal in place before the first one came out. So she's probably trying to look to get more money or something. Or
probably.
Trying to bank off the success, because it's not like Wonder Woman 2 won't happen now. It's going to happen because of the success.
I was reading this thing where Patty Jenkins said, because she obviously, Gal Gadot was cast before Wonder Woman was even thought of, because
Batman
she was in Batman
and Superman.
And she was like, what a mistake that would have been. Or she thought, what a mistake that was to cast Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
An Israeli actress to play an American superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Because, a lot of people think Wonder Woman as the adopted American.
Yeah, but she's not American.
But she's not American.
That's what people say about Superman, too. Like, he's an American.
But he's not American.
Yeah.
He's an adopted American.
Yeah,
he's a symbol
exactly,
of America.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, I can go with that. And Wonder Woman wears the red, white, and blue.
Blue and everything. Yeah.
So,
but then after working with her, she's like, there's no one I would rather see as Wonder Woman than Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she kind of crushes Wonder Woman. It's pretty crazy how well that was actually pretty cast.
Yeah,
everyone thought that's a reaction to a lot of superhero roles, but people are like, she can't play Wonder Woman. It's always a weird reaction,
but it worked out.
But yeah, it was pretty well done, I would have to say. But she's talking a lot, Patty Jenkins. She's doing a lot of,
some might think she's trying to beat James Gunn or something.
No, she's doing a lot of talking now. No talking before, after the movie is successful. It's like, everyone wants to talk to you and tell me everything.
Before the movie, they're like, it's a woman. What are we going to talk to her about? They're like, women can direct movies now. How crazy.
Tell me how. It's like Jordan Peele right before Get Out. It's like, no one's talking to him then.
Yeah.
Right after Get Out. Ooh, how did Jordan Peele...
How does it feel to be the first black director to make over $100 million in your debut film? He's like, actually, I'm half white. And they're like, we're going to apply Barack Obama rules to you.
We need to break records, so how about we just make you black?
Well, it doesn't. I heard the rule is whatever a cop would think of you. When a cop sees you, that's what you are.
Is that the rule of thumb?
That's the rule of thumb.
But one dude that... There's some, right, that look white, but you're but he's black.
Like who?
I don't know. But I thought I heard somebody on a podcast.
History teacher in 7th grade or 8th grade? 8th grade.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But she's Native American, too.
Yeah, she's a mixture of all a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't really count.
Yeah, true.
I want a rapper to come out and do that who's looks white.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Logic.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew Logic somebody. Is like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And he says the N-word in some of his songs.
Yeah. I'm like, that's kind of a weird one. But I guess there's not that many I can think of.
But he also apparently is the only one of his siblings that looks white. All the rest of his siblings look black.
So that's
and
weird
he's half.
Too.
They're all half.
Mm-hmm.
On the mom's side is white.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Bill Maher thinks he's black, apparently. But
yeah.
He apologized, and I guess we're supposed to accept that apology. Well, I mean, I'm not supposed to accept anything. Well, I want an apology to me.
Whatever you want. People can still do whatever they want, but
Ice Cube said he accepted the apology.
Yeah. On behalf of Ice Cube. So
on behalf of Ice Cube.
So. I think Bill Maher just has to go to every black person and see if they all accept his apology.
That'd be so great. I would love
like
that.
That'd be funny. Just every show he has now, from now on, every time there's a black person, I was like, well, do you forgive me for this?
He's like, I apologize for using the N-word a few weeks ago.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't know if you heard, but.
He's like, wait, what? He's like, this, someone
he's like, this is
about.
News to me.
He's like, I don't want to be in your audience anymore.
Yeah. You should have told me this before I came on. Why?
He's like, I'm apologizing to you directly, though. He's like, I don't care.
It's not like I'm putting you on the spot or anything on live television. So.
Oh, you're assuming. I was assuming it was before the show starts.
Oh,
you're
I was assuming he's doing like this on air. He's just bringing it.
That's like part. That's a segment like after the rules, or yeah. Do you think it's before the rules?
It's before the rules. So just to get this out of the way,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
I've been told there's an African American family in the audience. I'm going to go apologize to them.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. It's just people in the crowd.
Yeah. And then what if like Logic is there? He's like, I'm half black. He's like, no, you're not. He's like, yeah, I just can't tell.
Yeah.
Black and silver may be the beginning of an all-female Spider-Man universe.
I was hoping to be a Raiders.
They call it
a Raiders,
the mascara.
A Raiders movie. It's the Raiders, the black and silver.
The black and silver.
Yeah, the mascara. They made one already.
The movie where there's no men. It's a Spider-Man. No, I don't know what that means, but it's a weird thing to say.
It's dumb. Wonder Woman's these movies only make it worse. They're like Wolverine and Deadpool made Venom happen, and
yeah.
Now Wonder Woman's making like, this happen. Like, oh, let's do it. Let's just beat Marvel there, and then we'll be fine.
And then it came out. Who? Oh, I found out who. What's her name is going to be Zendaya's character in Spider-Man. Did you hear about that?
I didn't read the spoilers.
I read the spoiler.
Okay, I saw it everywhere, but I was like, I'm not gonna read
Very
that.
Very interesting.
Interesting. All right, don't tell me anything.
Yeah, I was like watching the Nerdist video, and I was like, do I want to finish this? And I was like, I guess I will.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went through everyone who it wasn't first.
Oh, really?
And then they tell you who it was. Because I guess in like there's a Spider-Man Homecoming Junior novelization.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, they
reveal I did see that the novel revealed it, but I didn't see who it was.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll avoid it. Although they're doing a ton of marketing. But the marketing is like not focused on that stuff anyway.
No.
It's just like, I feel like there was a ton of like promotional stuff during like the NBA finals and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're doing all this like,
it's weird, like the Tony Stark
really
party
weird.
And everything.
Yeah, and he's like getting pizza for, he's like watching the game. It's very odd.
But like then Tony Stark's not even there. He's like physically at the game.
Yeah, but then like Jon Favreau's in it.
Yeah. And it's like, and Tony Parker.
Tim Duncan and like, who is it? DJ Khaled was in one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, this is weird. Oh, Magic Johnson was in one.
Yeah,
of
Magic
them?
Johnson was in that Tim Duncan one.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
what the hell's going on?
What is this? It's like, I know Disney has ABC and they're running the finals, but this is a Sony movie, and this is confusing.
Yeah,
so bizarre. Avengers
Infinity War news.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Duke signs on as Manape.
Yes,
which people,
because he's going to be in Black Panther.
Yeah. Which we're going to talk about that trailer.
So I guess he's not going to die, unless they do flashbacks in Infinity War. But I just,
yeah, but whenever we've read this, we've been saying, this is a rule that we always do. Mm-hmm. Like, we always set ourselves up for.
Yeah.
And it never is that.
True.
It's never been that.
It never has been that.
Or like, well, you know, maybe it's a flashback. They've never had that. I can't think of a single flashback where we heard that the person was going to be in it. Usually, if they don't even specify that person is going to be in the movie.
True. It's usually like a hidden cameo if it's...
Because they didn't say like John Slattery was going to be in Civil War.
True. That'd be crazy. I'd be like, what?
That'd be crazy.
He's back from the dead? Oh, no, it's probably a flashback, right?
Yeah. So...
That's true. They usually hide that stuff.
They usually hide the flashback completely.
Yeah. So, I'm assuming he survives.
So he doesn't die. That's what I'm trying to get to.
All right. Well, they got like...
They have like a
three
bunch of
villains,
yeah.
So I don't think all of them will die. But who? I bet you one of them dies.
Villains?
We got Michael B. Jordan. We got Andy Serkis.
Yeah,
and we got this guy, Manape. I think that's all.
Maybe he's
all
not Manape yet, though.
Maybe he's not. He could be a good guy. He could do the whole betray later thing or something.
As they do.
As they do in these movies.
Netflix news. Coming in 2018, Daredevil season 3, Jessica Jones season 2, and Luke Cage season 2.
Ooh.
So we get Punisher and Defenders this year, correct?
That is correct.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get those three.
So this seems to be the new normal. They must have upped their deal, right?
I assume so.
Because 3 years, the new normal, I guess. Because it was like 2 a year.
Do you think Netflix would ever cancel these? Or these shows are just too high performing?
Oh, they at some point they might. Yeah.
Cancel Sense8.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Well, I don't know if their deal's a similar deal. It's like Marvel blanket deal, and then they can, oh, we're doing Punisher. Like, is this a blanket? Like, was Punisher part of this original deal?
I don't think
Seems
so.
Seems like a part of the new deal.
They must have re-upped the deal after Punisher was successful.
Yeah. Because I don't think...
Actually, they must have re-upped the deal after Daredevil 1 was successful.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
Because I don't think they were planning on doing a season 2 for Daredevil.
That's true. That's a good point. Because I think it was literally just one of each. And it was just
Defenders.
Five. Yeah, five things.
Then they're like, holy crap, people are going crazy for this.
Like, oh, people like this? Oh, interesting.
They're like, why don't they like Marvel on TV, though?
They don't like S.H.I.E.L.D. Why is nobody watching S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Nobody's watching Agent Carter. We had to cancel that one.
Yeah, I bet you if they did it on Netflix, they released Agent Carter on Netflix or Hulu, it would have been way more successful.
I think it would have been, too. Sad to say.
Yeah.
It's just not a good platform for it somehow. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp news. They've cast somebody. Hannah John Kamen has been cast, but an unknown role.
Yeah.
So we know hardly anything about this movie.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to put Netflix in the wrong spot.
Oh yeah. Netflix is television, I guess.
Yeah, but.
But now it's becoming more of a hybrid.
Yeah. And
but
Luke Cage.
We don't really talk about Netflix movies so much.
No. Luke Cage season 2 has begun filming.
Ooh.
So.
Isn't Jessica Jones still filming?
Yeah.
They're like, they got to do a lot of filming at the same time.
New York is just rampant with video cameras. And
I think so. Filming a lot of stuff in New York.
And that's it. Sadly. You want to talk about Adam West? He passed away.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday. Sad. Last Friday.
Yep. Out of seemingly nowhere, because he's like one of the most active. 88 or something, right?
Yeah, he was old.
Yeah. But like, he's one of those guys. It's like when Stanley eventually passed away. It's like, it always seems shocking to me.
How dare you even throw that out in the universe?
I'm just saying, like, it's stranger to me when they're active. Like,
yeah.
They're so active, still doing
like
stuff.
Adam West, like, just did that Batman movie.
Yeah, the animated. And I think they were doing another one.
Yeah.
So like, it's just, I mean, people are old and it's gonna happen, but it's just still shocking and nuts. But I'm glad everything like turned around for Adam West, in the sense of like, he came back into the Batman fold, and Batman, like, it's all the nostalgia and everything, like, he was redeemed almost.
Yeah,
in the sense of Batman, because everyone was like, oh, can't be Batman, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, embrace the old.
They're the revival.
They're a revival, and that's been going on for a while now, so that's always good to see. And he just was always doing, he's still doing like Family Guy, a lot of voices.
Yeah. The mayor.
Yeah, he did a lot of jobs.
Maybe that's a secret to longevity.
I think that, isn't that what they would say about people? It's like when some people, when they retire, is that not true by the facts?
It's hogwash is what I say. They just want you to work.
I think that's true.
It's a plot by the
keep
U.S.
walking.
Government.
Keep working, guys. You're going to die.
Yeah, to keep paying taxes.
Keep working, guys. You don't need those retirement
yeah.
benefits.
That's well, you still get them. You still get Social
That's
Security
true.
And stuff if you, but not
yeah.
as much.
Yeah,
which is crazy to me because I'm like,
you
I've
should
been paying
still get it, yeah, even if you're
this
working
my whole life. Why are you penalizing me?
Yeah, it's like just because I want even more money. Like, what's wrong with like
what's
I paid into
with
this?
More money? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I earned this.
No. Exactly, I paid into it, so give me it along with I'm helping you, I'm still working. That should be a double bonus for me.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't see it like that, the US government, man.
Nope, they're trying to get you from both sides.
Will you ever consider a career in politics?
politics? Like a politician or like in politics?
Like, I don't know, like you start with city council. And
like as a politician or like...
Like running
like in
mayor.
The political world.
Politician?
No. I don't want to run for anything.
I mean, this podcast secured that future for you. I don't think either of us could really do anything anymore.
Nah, I think you can do whatever. You can say whatever nowadays,
you can
right?
Say we're going to grab women by their pussies.
Yeah. Like, you can do whatever, I think.
This podcast allows you to do that.
Isn't that what, like, nobody cares anymore because everybody has everything?
Yeah, like Anthony somewhere? Weiner tried to come back.
That's the thing. And he would have if it didn't happen again.
Like, text an underage girl.
Yeah.
Now he's a sexual predator.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
do you think Subway is considering hiring Jared back?
No. I don't think when you do that,
Subway still
you can't
owes
come
a
back
lot to
you can't
Jared,
come back
though.
From that.
Subway would have been nothing without Jared. Jared launched Subway.
They had a run together.
They had a great run together. Because remember, like, he went away for a while and then he came back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, snap.
Didn't he get, like, fat again for a little bit? Did that never happen? I don't think so. Maybe I'm making things up in my head. I don't know. I don't know the trials and tribulations of Jared.
Jared.
I'm glad I don't.
Many people don't, yeah. That's why it took so long for him to find him.
Oh, was that so? Online, it was like a comic. It was like, apparently, like, they did a Subway promotional with, like, Superman or something. He was, like, shaking Superman's hand. I'm like, this is, and they like,
oh, Jared?
Yeah, Jared. It was like Jared from Subway, and he
shaking
was like,
Henry Cavill's hand, or
no,
a random
no, no, that would have been crazy. It was in the comics or something.
Oh, that's what, in a comic
book? I think in a comic book.
Oh, that's weird.
It was Superman shaking his hand, say, good job, Jared, or some weird. Let me see if I can find it. Because it was, I saw it online this week. I was like, I don't know if it was fake, though.
Hopefully.
Jared from. But it's always funny to look back at things. It's like, no one knew back then.
But then, people are claiming that they did. And they reported it to corporate, and corporate did nothing.
Yeah, that is.
Corporate Catholic Church did. Man.
That is really messed up.
They're just like, it's fine. He lives in the middle of nowhere in like Kentucky or whatever. Right?
Is that where he's from?
Not Kentucky, maybe Cincinnati. I think like a lot of rich people live over there.
Yeah, here it is. Thanks for lending a helping hand. A helping hand.
Oh no.
And he Superman's shaking
See, I feel bad for Del Taco Dan. Even though I was just a character.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Because I saw him one time.
What happened to him though?
Nothing.
Oh, they just stopped using him.
But I liked him.
Yeah, he's all right.
He never molested anyone. He's way better than Jared.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No question. I missed, like, the Taco Bell dog.
Yeah, what did the Taco Bell... Well, it died.
Probably. All these mascots, man.
Colonel Sanders. A-OK.
He's still around. They just keep changing the actor.
Yeah. And that's the joke, I think.
And that is the joke.
Is that why Norm MacDonald got fat? He did a KFC card.
I think
got
so.
A bunch of free KFC.
Unlimited KFC card. Get free chicken. That is what happened because he was in those commercials and he wasn't fat.
He wasn't that fat. Well, I don't remember what he looked like because he looked like Colonel Sanders.
True, but Colonel Sanders was never. I don't remember.
Because
there's
like
fat
Jim
Colonel
Gaffigan.
Sanders. Yeah.
Norm MacDonald. There's like a few of them.
Yeah. I don't know. Who the
a lot of them were SNL ones. Guys.
Yeah. But like, oh, we don't have to pay anybody that much because
we just can switch it up every time and no one's going to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, come back tomorrow for more news. So, yeah, there's a lot. Oh, no, there's a lot of news. Well, there's some news. We're going to talk about some video games and technology tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about iOS 11, OS High Sierra, Xbox One X. All that fun stuff. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.